Welcome to Cashflow Podcasting and the Fast Start Series, where you'll discover how to podcast for authority, audience growth, and sales.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of Cashflow Podcasting and this Fast Start Series. I'm very excited that you're here with me and that you found this incredible resource. I'm going to be sharing some fantastic information with you about how to start podcasting in a way that can generate sales, leads, audience growth, authority for your brand online, and all these different things. But I want to share a few things here real quick first so that you know a little bit more about what to expect. So first, I'm Ben Kruger, the founder of Cashflow Podcasting. And if you are familiar with our previous brand Authority Engine, obviously you've heard of me before, but in this series and with this new Cashflow Podcasting brand, we are all about helping business owners and influencers develop a podcast that can drive leads, that can drive traffic, that can build their audience, that can build their authority in an industry and their authority as a trusted advisor and market leader. And for all of that to happen very smoothly and strategically in a way that positions their brand in a very positive light and generates massive results and income for them and their business. So I've been launching podcasts and working in the podcasting space for about 2.5 years. I've launched just about 100 podcasts with our high-end done-for-you service where, you know, essentially folks come to us that already have a brand and they really want to put together a podcast that will strategically drive results for their brand and for their business and at the end of the day, generate sales and build an incredible audience. So that's what I've been doing for the past 2.5 years. And so now I want to share what I've learned with you. So my goal with this Fast Start series is to share exactly what I've learned in the last 2.5 years, all of the inside, you know, strategies of what goes into creating a podcast that is an absolute winner. But I want to start by sharing what the heck podcasting is in the first place. So we're going to cover what cashflow podcasting is and the whole strategy, but let's start with what podcasting is itself. When it comes down to it, podcasting is actually very simple. All it is a RSS feed of content. Now, if that sounds confusing, hold your horses for a hot second and let me explain. An RSS feed is simply, it stands for Real Simple Syndication. And what that means is when somebody wants to hear from you and somebody wants to get access to your content, all they need to do is click one time to subscribe to you and your content. And then every time anything is released, any new version of content is released, it's automatically sent directly to them and their computer and their phone. So they can immediately access any new content that you release. So you can see how powerful this is. Instead of every time there's a new content piece, you need to, you know, kind of send it out to them and market it to them. It's automatically sent to their computer and their phone when they subscribe with one click. So that's what RSS feed is, Real Simple Syndication. And podcasting simply takes advantage of the simplicity of Real Simple Syndication. So podcasting can be done in audio as well as video format. We are going to focus on the audio format, and I'll talk in about why that is a little bit in the future. But, you know, as far as how to create a podcast, when it comes down to it, it's actually quite simple. It's very simple. You as the expert, or you as the person who has the knowledge to share and the expertise to share, all you need to do is to pull out a microphone, to speak into that microphone, to share your expertise, to talk about the different topics that you know, and potentially to interview other people about these topics that they're experts on, to create incredible content that's going to be really valuable to your perfect prospects and your listeners. And through doing that, you're able to generate incredible traffic, leads, sales, to build an audience that really knows, likes, and trusts you as a host and as an advisor to them. And it builds your authority in the industry. It allows you to connect with other industry influencers and essentially become, you know, break into that circle of people that are making big shifts and that are generating big incomes in your marketplace. So I want to talk a little bit about what podcasting is in the way that it plugs into a massive audience of people that are already there. So podcasting literally was developed by iTunes and by, you know, Mac and Apple, but it was developed by iTunes as a platform where people could access audio and video resources and they could click one time and subscribe and get that content all the time for free. Now, the beauty of this is iTunes has a massive audience. It has an incredibly huge user base. There literally were 1 billion subscribers, podcast subscribers, earlier this year. iTunes released that stat, that there was 1 billion podcast subscribers this year. Can you imagine that many people? Now, iTunes already has a huge audience of individuals, and I can definitely tell you a lot of those people are probably your perfect prospect, the perfect person that you want to build an audience of, and that you want to offer your products and services to. And that's why podcasting can be so incredibly valuable and so incredibly effective, is because those people are already there. We're simply creating content and sending it out to where those people can find it and access it very easily. So podcasting itself has been growing leaps and bounds. It started back in 2004 and has been kind of growing. It had a bit of a bump right there at the beginning. And then ever since about 2006, it's been growing really steadily. And the reason why it took a minute to take off is because it was very hard for listeners to actually get the content. It wasn't nearly as easy as it is today. Whereas now people literally have their iPhones or their smartphones and you can just click one button and it automatically goes, they automatically get access to that content immediately. Now, to share how much podcasting is growing, think of this for a hot second. In 2015, most new vehicle models will now have podcasts streaming live in the dashboard of these vehicles. So it's definitely becoming a on-demand content resource. You know how TV has went from everybody listened to the 7 o'clock news, or the 9 o'clock news, and they would flip through the channels. Whereas now everything on TV is moving towards on-demand. That's why Netflix works so well. That's why cable TV works really well, is because people can choose what they want to hear and when they want to hear it. Well, that's what's happening now with audio. It's no longer just waiting until my radio show comes on. Now people can say, oh, I love listening to this type of a topic. I want to learn more about this type of a topic. And they can find podcasts with a bunch of episodes that they can tune in and listen anytime on the go. So the big question that I get a lot of the times is, okay, well, who's listening to podcasts? Well, this is one of my favorite parts, is Edison Research. This is a company that does audio related and podcast related research every year. They released a study that said that the average podcast listener is affluent, educated, and is generally difficult to reach via typical marketing channels. And what that means for us as business owners is that it allows us to literally connect with people who are very difficult to connect with in any other medium via other, you know, typical marketing and advertising channels, and not in a way that just throws what we have to say in front of them and says, you know, me too, and come buy my stuff and we've got this massive sale, but instead allows us to connect with them as a person, to build a relationship and to build a lot of trust between you and them so that they continue to engage with what you've got to share with them and really look forward to hearing from you, as opposed to, you know, when they check their mail and they get the junk mail. This is the exact opposite of junk mail. People tune in because they are very keen and interested to hear what you've got to say and the new content that you're going to share with them. And so what we've developed with my 2.5 years of experience in launching about 100 podcasts is what I call cash flow podcasting. And this is podcasting with the intent and podcasting in a way that's specifically designed to drive hot leads for your business, to build your authority in your marketplace, and to grow an audience of people that are engaged with your brand and that are literally the perfect prospects for what you have to offer them, whether that's a product or service or coaching, whatever that may be. We are building a highly targeted audience of individuals who are really excited to hear from us and will be even more excited to hear about a way they can work with us directly to get more results, whatever that may be. Maybe that's a product or a program or service. But the purpose of this Fast Start series to kick off Cashflow Podcasting, quite frankly, is to put you ahead of 90% of podcasters out there. A lot of podcasters really go at podcasting with very little strategy. They kind of record some content and just pop it up there and hope for the best. And quite honestly, you know, they'll see some results, they'll see some progress, but it's not nearly as effective as when you start with a sound strategy that's built on a strong foundation. And that's what I'm going to help you develop, is that strong foundation that gets you massive results when you start with the end in mind. So that's what we're going to do. Now, what we're going to do with this Fast Start series is I'm going to walk you through the exact steps of what it takes to plan, build, and launch a podcast that is highly effective for generating audience growth, for generating authority, and for generating leads and sales for your company and for your online brand. Now, if you don't have a product or service yet, but you want to connect with a group of individuals, build that group of individuals up and kind of have an audience to market something to, this will be a perfect resource for you as well. And my final thought on that is, if you already have a podcast, please don't, you know, shrug this off, because I guarantee you there will be some golden nuggets in here that'll knock your socks off and that'll help you be, you know, multiple times more effective with your podcast. So I'm going to be sharing a lot of this fantastic stuff with you guys, why it works and the exact steps to get rolling. So that's what I'm going to be teaching you in this Fast Start series. And I want to introduce you to Catherine, who is the winner of our Cashflow Podcasting course scholarship. So she got to be part of our initial founding members version of Cashflow Podcasting, where I teach people the exact steps to launch their own podcast for generating big results for their business and for their brand. And the fantastic thing about Catherine is I'm going to introduce you to her and to her business structure, kind of where she's at now. And then we're going to walk through the process of launching a podcast with her. So you're going to actually get to see how we build and plan and release a podcast for her brand live as we go through the process. So there's going to be no BS or no hype, but this is really kind of this is actually what it looks like to pull back the curtains and to take a real look at launching a podcast firsthand, to see not only what results it generates, but also what kind of effort goes into it. What are the steps that go into it? What are the strategies that go into it? So I'm really excited to release this Fast Start series and to highlight Catherine's journey along the way. And you can follow along with Catherine's journey and see how we apply these different lessons for her. But then once we get Catherine live and you've got a very nice sequence to share with, to show you exactly how to launch a podcast, then I'm going to dive into bringing experts on the podcast that already use podcasting in their own companies and in their own brands to drive actual results, to grow their audience, to drive sales to their programs. And I'm not going to bring people who are podcast hobbyists. I'm going to be bringing in people who have back-end businesses and they actually generate big incomes and big results with their show. I'm going to share with you exactly how they do it and feature their shows. It's going to be a case study. We're going to break it down. We're going to feature their show, exactly how they generate those results. And then we're going to share with you how you can do something similar to get the same results. So I'm really excited about kind of transitioning into the case study phase of cash flow podcasting. And I've got some incredible guests already lined up to share the ins and outs of what's working for them and how you can apply it in your own business. And of course, these are big players. These aren't, you know, Joe Schmo who just started a podcast last week. These are people who've been in the game. They know how it works. They know how to generate the results, and they're going to share it with you. So that is what's coming in this Fast Start series, and I'm really excited to release this for you. If you think podcasting might be right for you, I want to ask you to do something. I want to ask you to commit to listening to this Fast Start series. It's going to be like 8 or 10 episodes, and they're all going to be about 15 minutes or less. And I want to ask you to commit to listening to this Fast Start series that I'm going to be sharing over the next couple of days, because I guarantee you it will be hands down the best resource for determining, number one, whether or not podcasting is going to work for you, and number two, what actually needs to happen to make that a reality for your business and for your brand. So I've seen podcasting absolutely change so many lives and so many businesses, and I want to give you the opportunity to see whether or not this is going to be the best tool to help you do that. So I ask you, if you think that podcasting might be a good fit for you and your business, so if you think podcasting might be the right tool for you, take a quick moment to decide, yes, I'm going to listen to this Fast Start series and I'm going to implement what Ben has to share with me, because if it is going to be a tool that's going to revolutionize my business, I'm not going to, you know, kind of keep being stuck in this quasi phase of will podcasting work for me or not. So I really appreciate you tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode where I'm going to be talking about why podcasting works as a business growth tool and how it actually can be used to generate growth and sales. So I'm excited. I will see you in day two. Thanks for tuning in to the brand new Cashflow Podcasting Show. To celebrate the launch of the new show, I'm doing something very special. First, the number one question that I get asked is, how do I start a podcast that helps me get more clients? Well, instead of privately sharing my answers and sending a whole bunch of personal emails as I have been doing, I put together the 5-step client getting podcast system checklist. It's a PDF specifically for you guys to help you start generating a consistent flow of new clients using podcasting. Now, not only that, but to celebrate the release of the new show, I'm giving away 3 Cashflow Podcasting Results and Revenue one-on-one sessions with me, Ben Kruger, to help you podcast for audience growth, expert authority, and to drive sales for your business. Whether you already have a podcast or are in the idea stage, I'll share my 2.5 years of experience to make your show a raving success. Now, I don't publicly offer consulting, and this isn't something that's available outside of our new podcast celebration. So if you think that this is just what you've been needing and just what you've been waiting for, head to cashflowpodcasting.com/free to get instant access to that 5-step checklist and win a one-on-one session with me. Okay, I'll see you there.